And in the private sector that I'm in, which building rates, we fund our own pensions, but they're defined benefits. We now have issues like in Illinois, where the governor is trying to go after the teachers' union to break their pensions, because over all these years, we elected our people into office and they gave us back. But how do we address that issue? And you mentioned a little bit about it, where you don't have it, or I don't have it, why should you have it? But how do we go to that next step? How do we explain to people we work for? It's not our fault it wasn't funded properly.
There have never been any magic keys. It just takes dedicated organizing and activism, door to door, person to person, wherever there are groups. It's the only way. I mean, when you talk about good things happening, there are other things happening too that can be used as models. So take, say, you go back to around late 70s, 1977 or so, when the whole neoliberal onslaught was kind of being built up in the late Carter years, really shot off up under Reagan. But U.S. Steel decided to close its main plants in Youngstown, Ohio, which was a major steel city. It had been built by workers, you know, for a century. And that, of course, meant destroying the whole workforce. Well, the union tried to buy the firm from the corporation and just take it over and let the workers own it and run it through the union. It went up through the courts, and the courts beat it down. So they lost. But they didn't give up. They turned to alternatives to begin to develop worker-owned enterprises that were kind of linked to the developments that were taking place in the region, like around Cleveland. There's a lot of universities, hospitals, other such institutions, and they need a workforce, like they need laundries, for example, things like that. So worker-owned enterprises began to spread to enter into the system by performing these services. Incidentally, they were getting support from the conservative government, which saw this as somehow, you know, in their framework. And there's been a proliferation of worker-owned enterprises and cooperatives in all of northern Ohio, spreading elsewhere, which is pretty far-reaching. The best work on this that I know of is done by Gar Alperovitz, who has several books on it and has been both writing about it and active in it, and there are others. These are all very serious developments, I think. Those are kind of developing what could be the basis of a much more free society and just society within the present one, and using the opportunities that are there. That's another kind of activism that can take place, but there's just no alternative to patiently explaining, getting people to think about the pensions. And some of the things that are going on are just almost beyond grotesque. So at the peak of the financial crisis, the housing crisis, which turned into a financial crisis, you may recall that this huge insurance company, AIG, which was collapsing because they made all kind of bad loans and so on. And if they collapsed, they'd bring a lot down with them. So like Goldman Sachs would have collapsed with them because they were all involved with them. So the government moved in and bailed them out. Right at the time, there was a huge bailout of AIG, just paying them. They were basically criminals. I mean, you know what all this stuff went back to, subprime mortgages, securitizing, all these games. But so the public bailed them out. And at that point, right after that, there was a stockholder meeting where they voted to give bonuses to the executives right at the time when they were just been bailed out by the public. And it did cause a kind of a certain amount of public protest. And Larry Summers, the former Harvard president, economist who works with Obama, he explained that you just had to do this. It was a contractual obligation. Sure, it's pretty ugly, but, you know, contracts are contracts. At the very same time, the state of Illinois determined that it wouldn't pay pensions to public service workers. Was that a contractual obligation? Yeah, sure, but to different people. That was a contractual obligation to working people. This was a contractual obligation to the 1%, so that one you have to honor, the other one you don't. You know, it happened to be in violation of state law, but it doesn't care either. But those are the kinds of things that ought to be, that people should understand, not only the events, but what it means. What it means about class war, and what it means about the kinds of propaganda and indoctrination, try to get people not to see what's happening before their eyes, and to blame those who are victims themselves instead of the institutional structure which is carrying these things out. And you've got to, the only way to counter that is education and organization.